Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Look, I don't want to create a panic, but at the same time, I don't want to hold back information from you. And I have extremely powerful information. And then I was talking to Mike Adams. He has the same information from another high-level source. Because this is going on big time. You can't contain at the highest levels what they know about the coronavirus. And the fact that, obviously, the biggest destination of foreigners isn't from Mexico now. It's from China. China's the main group coming here. They're flooding in back and forth all over the country. And the government knows that it's already broken out. Because before they even knew about this, people had it. We're coming over here to the West Coast. And so they're preparing to deal with that. We'll be talking about that more. But Nigel Farage has his own morning TV radio show. He's talking to a big journalist over in Asia. This is some of what they talked about this morning.
I'm fine, Nigel, and let me wish you and your listeners a belated Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. Now, Paul, we've spoken before when you, as a foreign correspondent, about the protests, etc. Now, I spoke this morning. Yes. I spoke this morning, Paul, to a family member who lives in Hong Kong, and he said the whole place is absolutely deserted, and there is a genuine sense of fear. What's your reading of how Hong Kong is viewing this?
I've been here nearly a year with members of my family. I cover the whole of Asia-Pacific area for the world media, as you probably know.
Yeah.
And there are things I can tell you that this terrible virus is likely to go apoplectic, apoplectic, I get the word right, very shortly. They're trying to cover it up. The people in Hong Kong are really angry with Carrie Lam. I hope they don't throw me out for saying this, because that border...
well, Paul, they might do. They might well do.
I don't mind.
I'm so pleased you're on the line.
I can have a beer.
Yeah, I mean, we've tried to speak today to expats in Wuhan, etc., and they were all very, very, very concerned about coming on the radio and talking to foreign media. So your feeling is this is your feeling, Paul, is this is worse than they're saying, yeah?
Much worse. And there's never been a case. It's almost like a laboratory experiment which has gone wild, like a military thing. Now, I'm not being melodramatic. Like you, I've been in the media all my life. Someone has to tell the truth. I'm British. I want to tell you and the British people the truth. This border here in Hong Kong, because it's arrangement where they have autonomy, should have been closed by Carrie Lam. Like, she takes orders from the boss in Beijing. So everybody's saying that. There's two experienced doctors who are experts just dropped dead in Wuhan. You've probably heard about that. Just dropped dead after working on this, and there are members of the hospital staff, Nigel, that are dropping on the floor. That doesn't sound like the flu to me. It's much worse. There are people usually get 60 million visitors a year. I'm looking out at the downtown Hong Kong now in Wan Chai from my hotel. It's like a graveyard. There's hardly anybody.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Before.
Yeah.
People are terrified. And the government is trying to play it down, and, including other governments. Oh, that's all right. It'll calm down. You and I know better, Nigel.
Yeah,
it's
but it's
really bad.
But if people are stuck at home, and from what we can make out in Wuhan, people are stuck at home, and from what you know, and you've absolutely confirmed what I got from my family member earlier on this morning. Yep. I mean, there comes a point after a couple of days when people have to go out and buy food and things like that. So yep. People can't live in self-imposed quarantine forever, can they?
No, I'm eating chocolate biscuits and whatever's left in my coffee. I went to 7 food stores in 2 days. They're all closed early. And when I went to McDonald's, which is terrible food, I hope I'm not saying anything about any sponsors.
But well, it's all a matter of opinion, Paul. It's all a matter of taste.
But go, all right, folks, we're going to go to break. That's just a flavor of what's going on there in Hong Kong. And we've got the big breaking news from China and from places like Seattle when we come back.
Well, it's here, the year 2020. World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics. They're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real. Satanism's real. The pedophile elite are real. But we're real as well, and we love God. We're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I want to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action.
Some of the news that's on InfoWars.com. Video, John Bolton reportedly seen wandering around Qatar over the former national security advisor we're doing in the Middle East when he's supposedly star witness to bring down Trump. And then footage I'm going to air at the bottom of the hour. I was in there watching C-SPAN. It wasn't on Fox because they're talking over it during the break. And there was a press conference with Schumer saying, maybe Trump's a Russian's agent. Maybe he works for the Chinese communist. Maybe he works for this or that. I mean, this has reached next level. But he's saying, we're getting him out of there one way or the other. So now they're saying any action of the president to talk to anybody is espionage because they're the ones in bed with the Chi-Coms. Everything they're guilty of, they've got to project on President Trump, and the media will repeat it. So now Schumer rolled that out. That's being posted to InfoWars.com right now. We'll play it bottom of the hour. Then we've got stuff like this breaking. From Jamie White, InfoWars.com. Bombshell video. Two more. That's up to 5. Bernie staffers promote extreme action and property destruction. Putting people in camps, you name it. That's all coming up. They've got Palestinian leader rejects Trump's offer to discuss deal of the century, peace plan. I have a whole stack of reports of white people being attacked everywhere by groups of black people and the media trying to cover it up or praising it. So that's the race war they're trying to start. We need to come together, folks, not kill each other. This is insane. Meanwhile, major universities are now going to make U.S. students, starting with Missouri, wear trackable chips and track everywhere you go to attend the university. I mean, this is beyond 1984, beyond even what the Chi-Coms are doing. It's all coming up. I don't think there's ever been a more important time to have Mike Adams on. He's an engineer. He owns a major testing lab. He's a big author. He's got businesses in China and Hong Kong. His wife's Taiwanese. He speaks fluent Chinese. And he's got the sources over there. He's been spot on the last 2 weeks, intensely reporting on this. That's why he's being hacked. He's being blocked. They've done federal injunctions in California against him. His name's not even on the paperwork, but they're just doing it, trying to shut him down because they're so scared right now. They're making their move. They're pulling the same stuff to us behind the scenes. I'm not going to make us the story because things are so serious, but we're seeing escalations we've never seen. Last week, I said maybe they're getting ready to kill Trump or crash the economy. I hadn't put two and two together with the virus. This is it. Global pandemic, ladies and gentlemen. Now, listen, the first patient zero was in Seattle, Washington. Tens of thousands of Chinese students come back from the Chinese New Year, and they came back in the last 2 weeks. 8 to 10 day incubation. Many people don't show signs of fever when they have it. And so I have sources, and I was talking to Mike this morning. He contacted me separately. And we're not saying this is happening, But clearly, when you got thousands of people coming back, some of them are going to have the virus. It's now showing up in Germany. It's showing up in France. It's showing up all over. And if it spreads so fast, even through the eyes, it's going to end up breaking out on a larger scale. I think that's a safe bet. I think I'd say about a 99% chance that we're going to see thousands of cases in the U.S. conservatively. If it doesn't happen, great. But the global maps are clear. So Mike Adams is a scientist. He's reading what the scientists are saying. He was saying 2 days ago, 44,000 projection by the Hong Kong University. Now the Chinese government this morning said 300,000 is the projection currently. And it's a ghost town in cities of 11 million people where you can normally not walk down the street. So Mike Adams is here with us for the next three segments. And we're going to cover the virus right now and the response to it, the vaccine in the wings, all of this. Mike Adams, thank you, of naturalnews.com.
Thank you for having me on, Alex. Let me give you the updates right away. Number one, last night news broke that this virus can be spread through casual contact that doesn't require any exchange of liquids or even aerosolized liquids such as saliva. You can catch this virus by shaking someone's hand or just touching someone in a casual way, in a social way, in a business way, shaking hands.
So that means they can live a while outside the body.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The second thing to realize is that every one person is infecting 2 to 3 people. So the exponential growth of this is either squared or cubed. Now, when you do the math on this, for epidemiologists, we'll know this, but if you have one person giving it to 3 people, then you have to, in order to stop this from spreading, you have to stop about 75% of transmission by forcing people into quarantines. You have to close society. You have to shut it down and send everybody home. China is already closing schools until March in that region. And if they start sending everybody home from all the businesses, all the factories, all the production centers, China is going to suffer major economic impacts. And I want you to imagine, too, and for your audience, Alex, what if the United States government eventually tells the truth about this and tells people to stay home? Who runs the power plants? Who runs the water treatment plants? Who runs the telecommunications infrastructure? Who responds to your 911 calls? If people are forced to stay home because that's the only way to stop the spread of this, society ceases to function. And separately, we already know from multiple sources now that this outbreak is uncontained in the United States along the West Coast. It is uncontained. They don't have this under control. And I've even been sent a document that shows that the PCR genetic sequencing libraries are being pushed out in panic mode by the CDC. They still don't have a grip on the exact gene sequence of this. They keep shipping out updates, and it's a statistical match that isn't 100%. So there's still a lot of wishy-washiness on the lab side of this, of how to identify whether a person has it or doesn't have it.
And by the way, just while I've been sitting here today, more red dots are popping up in India and in Australia and in Europe. Yep. And all. I mean, this looks like something out of a movie.
Well, a human-to-human transmission in country is now confirmed in Taiwan and in Japan. Looks like Canada as well. And, of course, Germany has a patient now, but not in-country transmission in Germany yet. But this is already, this should be the highest level of alert at the WHO. And yet they have not determined that. They haven't announced that yet. Remember how quick they were to announce a phase 5 and phase 6 pandemics when it was a hoax in the years past with bird flu and so on? And now when this is really spreading, they're not announcing it. So it really makes you wonder.
Am I right to say the global pandemic is here? I mean, it's exponential, it's large numbers, and it's all over the world. Isn't that the definition?
It is. It's a global pandemic. And by the way, the media in America is now complicit in the cover-up that may cost millions of people their lives. The media will get people killed. And the same media that pushes transgenderism, what are they going to do next? Push transviralism? Like the cure is to self-identify as a person who doesn't have the virus? Hey, we don't need hospitals in California. Just be a transviralist person. Just pretend you don't have it. They don't believe in biology, Alex. How are we supposed to sound the alarm on something that's real when you have an entire left-wing media that does not believe in biological reality or genetics? How are you supposed to deal with this? And when they get infected, are they going to pretend they're not infected? Or will they have a wake-up call?
And by the way, Mike, that you've been harping, and so have I, for more than 3 weeks, that this could be a bioweapon released to bring down the global economy as a way to counter nationalism. And the globalists have said bad economies will hurt nationalists and hurt Trump. Xi says China fighting demon virus as contagion spreads. When I've got the reports here where mainline analyst groups are saying this could cause a global depression. So this is really getting serious.
This will put Trump's reelection at risk because it puts the U.S. stock market at risk. However, my current analysis, Alex, is that this was a bioweapon, yes, but it was accidentally released in China, accidentally got out of the lab. In other words, infected monkeys bit or scratched the science workers there. Who
just like a
home,
movie. And by the way, the Lancet reports they've done this four times before with SARS, which is the same family.
They've had four incidents before with SARS. And SARS, by the way, shares 80% of the genome of this coronavirus. So it's very similar in terms of its genetic analysis. But the coronavirus has the added attribute of being able to spread during the incubation period, which means people who don't even know they have it are spreading it to others, family members, friends, and coworkers. This is way worse than SARS ever could have been.
Which we would always explain is a hoax, is hype, is to get the pharmaceutical industry an excuse to fearmonger, get you to take vaccines, and get a bunch of research money. Now, though, it's got Bill and Melinda Gates fingerprints, UN fingerprints, all over it, and they want it to really, really get bad, I guess, until they make that announcement, until they have the vaccine ready. We'll talk about it with Mike Adams on the other side. Tell everybody you know, tune in now. This is vital.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So we know the first confirmed case in the United States last week was in Seattle. I have sources in industry that have talked to all the big storable foods company heads, and institutional buyers started early last week buying up all the food they had. Then it exploded, and by Friday, basically everybody was sold out except a few suppliers that are amongst the biggest, like My Patriot Supply, that we private label from, literally. Other places are telling you they're going to have storable food, but they're already sold out. My Patriot is boxing and making it as fast as they can as it's fresh. When you get it through InfoWarsStore.com, that helps fund us, but it's the exact same assembly line. Just our stickers are thrown on it, InfoWars Select. And that was done before, so we can offer you an even lower price. But I'm not engaging a plug here as much as I am explaining that, talking to the folks there, they said, yeah, it's big institutional buyers. Not just us, but other folks. Obviously, they can't say who the customers are, but it's governmental and things like that. It's corporations. And I said, let me guess, the West Coast. And they said, yeah, of course, West Coast. And they said, Seattle. Well, obviously, that's the first place. That's one of the biggest Chinese cities, you know, here in the United States. That's where all the students are at. This is extremely disgusting, what's going on. And the fact that it is being played down when they hyped up all these other events that weren't big shows that when it's not a real threat, they hype it up to create fear. But when it is a real event, now they're trying to shut everything down, and they've been caught suppressing so far and have been proven lying. I don't want to hurt the economy, and I don't want to even see China hurt and the communist Chinese. But reality is reality, and as the Chinese people revolt, that's in the news, and say it's all a huge lie, a lot more are dying, there's a cover-up, we've got reports on that. As the same thing happens in Hong Kong and surrounding areas, that's going to hurt overall confidence. Mike Adams, you're a smart guy. Even mainline news is saying now that it looks like the virus may have been stolen by Chi-Coms out of a Canadian lab. Some of the same people were involved, it turns out, in weird stuff with Ebola. I mean, this sounds like a movie script for a horror movie. What do you really think is going on here?
Well, isn't it interesting that what we were saying 3 or 4 or 5 days ago that was immediately called fake news by the mainstream media, now they are reporting and confirming. So we weren't fake news. We were ahead of their news, as usual, right? InfoWars is tomorrow's news today. But look, right now, flights from China are arriving in U.S. cities every hour of the day to Los Angeles, Boston, New York. Flights are arriving to Vancouver and Toronto in Canada. Flights are going to London and Moscow and places all over the world. This is happening right now. It is spreading around the world. So even if China has their draconian lockdown and their military enforced quarantines, other countries, it's already too late, Alex. That's the big message today. This is already broken containment. This is out of control in the United States. We're just not getting the truth about it yet. The numbers are still relatively low. It roughly takes about a week for the number of infected patients to double. But the denialism now, especially among the left-wing media, this biological and genetic denialism, the science illiteracy among the left-wing media is going to make this pandemic worse. So as this spreads and people start dying, it literally will be the fault of the left-wing media for not telling the truth up front.
Mike, let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this. Indonesia, Malaysia, North Korea, now South Korea, the Philippines, they're either totally stopping all flights or quarantining people and kicking people out that just arrived in the last 10 days because they can be viral carriers. That's common sense. Why right. in Hades has Trump, who did travel restrictions from six Islamic countries, that where they said we'll blow you up and don't have real passport rules and let terrorists get on flights, that's totally normal, it's reasonable. Why isn't Trump saying, no, sorry, no Chinese coming into the United States while we see how bad this is for, say, a week or so?
Exactly. It's a huge question. And my criticism of the president on this issue comes from two different vectors here. Number one, the president, he's a very successful business person, a very intelligent person, but he does not have experience in epidemiology or virology or laboratory analytics or, you know, healthcare issues. That's not his area of expertise. So he's relying on experts who are no doubt lying to him.
And they could be telling him everything's okay, so when this goes south, he gets the blame.
That's exactly right. And since he doesn't have the background in this area, he doesn't know how to ask the right questions or demand the right evidence. It's not a criticism of his intelligence. No one can be an expert in everything. And he's very successful in his own way, you know, in many ways. But he's being lied to. No question about it. And secondly, I think that Trump is very much concerned that any loss of faith in the stock market could impact his reelection chances.
He's right.
So, you know, a bubble market depends on irrational exuberance. And you know what shatters irrational exuberance is fear. Fear of the unknown. That's what causes people to sell stocks and pull in their investments and stop leveraging and so on. And right now this bubble market is such a bubble, just as Gerald Celente reports, you know, on your show frequently, the bubble is vulnerable to fear. So fear must be controlled, which means right now they're going to have to cover this up for a long time, even as the infections get worse. That's the story. And China wants to cover it up for the same economic reasons, by the way. China has a bubble in its own way, and it's involved in trade war negotiations with the United States. China depends on factories running to keep the exports going. And America depends on people showing up and going to work to keep everything running. You know, society breaks down very quickly if people stop going to work, if they're told to stay home. I mean, think about this. A 15% fatality rate sounds bad enough. But if society stops functioning, the fatality rate across the board will be much larger than 15%.
And we know everything the globalists have been doing is trying to trigger that. So if you're saying that Tricom's had this in a lab and let it out, which is more and more people are saying probably what happened, they've done it before, that would then cut Bill and Melinda Gates and the whole deep state out of this. Because you see all of them with their tabletop exercises, their Netflix shows coming out, all the pre-programming, banning all the people exposing these labs and vaccine dangers the last 6 months. And there's been a big buildup to this that makes me think it's a lot bigger than just an accident in the lab.
Well, as I mentioned yesterday on your show, Alex, I believe that they were working on this strain and they were not yet ready to release it. They probably needed a few more tweaks to make it even more deadly, but it got out before they were ready to release it. I don't believe they would have released it in China on purpose. I think they would have released it in Africa or perhaps in North America or Mexico, someplace
exactly,
like that.
China's not going to want to get the blame of this.
Right.
Yeah.
I think China, their long-term goal as a strategic weapon would have been to send an infected human, like a suicide mission, a viral kamikaze, if you will, into Los Angeles or New York City and release it there just by walking around and shaking hands, you know, touching doorknobs, touching handrails. That's how you spread this. That's all it takes. So, again, this is a deliberate bioweapon that I believe has been accidentally released, and China is about to pay a serious price for playing with God.
Mike, do one more segment with us.
I will.
And then I'm going to get to the latest on the trial and open the phones up. And oh, Dr. Steve Pachinik's coming on. I should have said something about that. Wow, so big broadcast left today, and then the war room today. Owen Schroyer was able to. He was able to not able to go to D.C. He got sick in the D.C. jail, came back to Austin, was real sick. So he's supposed to be in court again yesterday, didn't able to make it. Let me know if he'll be able to host the show today. If not, maybe I'll be there. Stay with us. We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and if I'm the InfoWars, and then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWars. 360 win.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, a lot of folks are making jokes about the coronavirus. We've got a big article on InfoWars.com. And you can laugh at it. That's your First Amendment right to do. I believe you have the right to say it. A lot of folks think if I criticize people that I'm violating their speech. No, that's called countering it. But this one really does say it all. When the year of the rat starts with a plague, Emperor Palpatine says, ironic. Some of these are really, really well done, but still there's a sick feeling about it because, well, this has already killed a lot of people. It has a high infection rate, and you notice that they're trying to play it down. But I've got big articles and reports where the Chinese people are revolting in mass, saying you're being lied to. It's much worse. We need help. People are dropping dead. This is out of control. And we know a large part of the city that this supposedly broke out in has fled all over the world. And so it's not speculation to say there's going to be cases expanding here in the United States, around the Western world. The question is, how will the system respond? Will they try to cover it up? Are they going to say, if you report on it, that you're putting out this info and causing a panic? Because we're already seeing big tech sell that narrative. We're going to go back to Mike Adams here in a moment and cover the waterfront with him, and then I'm going to hit the latest in the next segment. Chuckie Schumer, we put out like a one-minute video at Infowars.com, but there's like a 5 minutes of it. In fact, we should probably just back it up in there and not just a little clip we have, but play the whole thing in context. Bolton, in this book he supposedly has, this transcript he's hawking around to see who will buy it for the most money, I guess, says that maybe Trump's a Chinese spy. So just, oh my gosh, Bolton says so. Trump's in league with the Chi-Coms. Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen. So it's not Trump that has Chinese spies as his Senate aides and things like Dianne Feinstein, but it doesn't matter. They're just going to move on to the next big thing. Pretty amazing. Now, the reason I promote colloidal silver, the reason I promote our immune gargle, the reason I promote super silver wound gel and super silver toothpaste is because it's healthy. It's good for you. And your mouth is the first line of defense where these viruses and bacteria come in. And the nano patented silver, that's the biggest company in the U.S. We're very blessed they let us private label it. We're the only folks allowed to do it out of Colorado. Have made a whole line of products that I personally use all the time. And I got to knock on wood, got a little wooden table right here, seriously, that I haven't had a fever in over 4 years. And I get some allergies and things like that, but that's it. And my children hardly get sick compared to other people's children. And it's because I'm taking a wide spectrum of healthy things. Yes, I take vitamin D3 and vitamin K from our great product, Winter Sun, that's still discounted, though it's about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, X2, good quality iodine, is a building block for your whole body system. And just as soon as you start taking it, in a month or so, your skin and everything is so much healthier. Instead of just getting, you know, sunspots and not even tanning, you know, I actually tan good now since I've been taking it for the last 8 years. You lose weight easier. You have better stamina and libido. All these are things I would be taking anyways. But with what's going on now, the essential oils that are in our lung cleanse that you spray into your mouth and then inhale a small amount of, it's an amazing product at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, the Super Silver toothpaste that is so good. Because of what's happening, and I said I couldn't do 50% off anymore because it doesn't give us the margins to fund ourselves, I'm not going to then, when we have an emergency like this, raise prices on the products. In fact, I'm going to lower them, even though these things will all sell out. When I tell you Winter Sun's about to sell out in the next couple of days, it's selling out right now, okay, at current sales rates. Immune, we can't get more for 8 weeks, by the way. Immune Defense Products, Super Silver Toothpaste, 50% off. Super Silver Wound Gel, 50% off. Super Silver Immune Gargle Combo. My dad's a retired dentist and oral surgeon. Well, he still got his license, but I'm trying to make him retire. He still does a lot of dentistry for friends and family. He invented this Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. I thought it was a terrible name, but he likes it. And I go, why is it called a gargle? He goes, well, because you're able, under that technical system, to, say, swallow some of it as much as you'd like to. And it's got iodine in it. It's got the nano silver in it. And this is something that's really high quality. We have this in, here it is. Three different bottle sizes. You've got a little pocket one so you can spray on your hand, spray it in your mouth when you travel. You've got this larger one that's good for refills, and you've got the big immune gargle bottle. It's the best deal. You can get them all for 40% off or get all three together for 50% off. The Super Silver Wound Gel, I can only do 40% because we make like 10% at that. This is patented. This you put on your hands or your face, and it creates an invisible film of nano silver. Don't take this. This is super, super strong. You can legally sell over the counter. This is not for injection. This stuff's all way weaker, the same stuff, but way weaker. Do not ingest this super silver. Because this level, it's toxic. And consult your physician, because this isn't like supplements. This is over-the-counter, stuff that's been approved. The super silver wound gel, stuff like that. So InfoWarsStore.com, same thing with toothpaste. You can make claims on toothpaste about heart health and your arteries and your body, because it's known that when you have healthy teeth, you have a much better immune system overall. That's just a scientific fact. So get all of this, not just because of this, but because of the way the world is right now, the way things are going, what's unfolding, what's happening. Also, storable food. We have the highest quality there. It's sold out almost everywhere else. We still have it, but you got to get your order in, because it could go up how long the delivery time is. You order now, it's still 7 to 9 days. You wait, it's guaranteed, but it just be maybe more days. So InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, Mike, thanks for holding while I was ranting. You'll probably have to stay in the next segment with me. I just went off on a jag there. But what do you think some other things, briefly, because you're an expert in this, naturalnews.com. What are some other things people can do to boost their immune systems against something like this?
Absolutely. Yeah, I can stay one more segment if you need me. Immune protection is absolutely key to this. And understand that most people are immune compromised. And we've published stories before that taking routine flu shots, for example, makes you more susceptible to future infections. So if you've been getting a lot of vaccine injections, you have not allowed your immune system to function and strengthen itself and practice the immune response. So you are actually in a weakened state. In other words, literally, you can quote me on this, people who take vaccines are more susceptible to being infected and killed by coronavirus. That is absolutely true. And the research supports that. But people also, they're nutrient deficient. And they're on medications that are actually causing nutrient depletion. A lot of people don't know this, but major medications deplete your body of nutrients and minerals, such as magnesium and zinc and B vitamins and vitamin C and so on. Your body actually has to expend nutrients in order to neutralize and eliminate the toxic pharmaceuticals that you're taking. So if you're on a lot of medications, you are also immune compromised and you're very vulnerable to this. And by the way, people out there, you know, I know that leftists like to mock you, Alex, for supporting nutrition. I mean, somehow the left has become anti-nutrition. For those who are into denialism about nutrition and infectious disease and biological reality and genetics, it's going to get really very real for them the day that they get diagnosed with coronavirus and they have a 15% chance of dying and a 12% chance of permanent heart damage for the rest of their lives and secondary infections and so on and so forth. You cannot deny the reality of epidemiology. And those who are engaged in denialism are going to suffer quite extensively. One more thought. I know we're going to break in a minute, but China is currently consuming 100,000 full-body biohazard suits per day. Per day. That's according to reports out of the Epoch Times and the South China Morning Post and others. 100,000 suits a day. The Chinese manufacturers can only manufacture 30,000 suits a day, which means they're going to run out of suits. And they're going to have frontline healthcare workers that have no protection suits dealing with infected patients. That's going to cause another whole new wave of this virus spreading across China.
And that's going to cause wholesale panic.
Approaching. Absolutely. It's coming.
Well, let's talk about good scenarios versus bad scenarios. Other key points with you. Then Dr. Steve Pachinik, who I had coming on about Bolton and everything, will obviously get into this as well. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. We really appreciate him being here with us. Listeners, it's key to get the truth out now to everybody. It's key to look at the facts. I think InfoWars has done an excellent job so far with our guests and others of being very, very accurate about what's happened to this point.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Is our guest. He's an old ranger. He's an engineer, scientist, owns a research lab, is a publisher, and he's got employees in Hong Kong, in Taiwan, and does business there as a publishing company. What's the word you're getting from them there? Because they're claiming 4,000 infected, 106 dead, but now the Chinese government saying as many as 300,000 could have it. What makes this virus so special? How bad do you think it'll get on the drastic end versus a good scenario? Gut level, what are you projecting?
Well, let's first talk about how China is covering up the number of infections. And this is reporting that came out of the Epoch Times. We've covered it since at Natural News. The Epoch Times has a source, a frontline insider, who tells them that China is creating artificial scarcity in the availability of diagnostic testing kits in order to make sure that, you know, people, samples aren't taken from patients that might be infected. Now, according to that report, only 10% of the requested kits are being delivered, which means that if China is saying right now, I think 4,600 roughly people infected, the real number is certainly 10 times higher, which would put it at 46,000, which is consistent with the 44,000 projection that was put out a couple of days ago by Hong Kong University scientific researchers. So in every scenario here, if you look at the reality, it looks like there's at least 44,000 people infected, and that was several days ago. So the real number is probably now much, much higher, closer to 90,000, 100,000, perhaps even higher. The other thing to realize, Alex, and I can speak on this because we do microbiology tests in our globally accredited laboratory. We test for microbiology. They are using PCR gene sequencing technology in order to detect this virus. That technology is slower than you might think. PCR replication can take about 30 hours per sample. The backlog of samples is no doubt enormous by now. Sample prep is a very manually labor-intensive process. And even once you finish the sample prep, you put them into what's called 96 well plates. The plates go into the gene sequencing instruments. The instruments return a statistical analysis of the genetic code, not a yes-no answer. You then have to interpret those data to find out whether there is a match for the proteins in the library, the software library that's being distributed by the CDC. And the CDC, I've been given documents showing that they are panic updating those libraries now almost every day because they haven't quite nailed down exactly what's the gene sequence for this coronavirus. So there's all kinds of gray areas here. There are delays in lab testing. There's no such thing as a kit that just tests in 5 minutes like a pregnancy test. Doesn't exist for the coronavirus. So people, the numbers you're getting out of China are one-tenth the reality, and the numbers you're getting from the CDC are most likely 3 to 4 weeks behind schedule. Understand the importance of this. If the CDC says there are 10 people, let's say, in America, that's 10 people weeks ago. What's actually happening now, they won't know for a few more weeks. And I can speak to this as an owner of a multi-million dollar analytical laboratory facility that's ISO accredited. So we're not being told the truth. There's no way they can be running these tests in a timely manner and turning them around quickly. It's not happening. There are going to be a lot more infections that are diagnosed in the days ahead, Alex.
And as you said earlier, when they had all the SARS and bird flu hysteria that was way over exaggerated, we said that then. And when there's real pandemics, we found, going back 6 years ago, all over the country, the reports from listeners, my own family lost 3 people in one town. The hospital doctor said, oh, this is some super pneumonia virus. They're covering it up. We've never seen so many dead. There were articles here and there around the country, mainly at the south and places like Texas, but all the way up into Illinois, people knew, hey, they're covering something up. There's a lot of funerals going on. So when it's real, I've noticed they cover it up. When it's not, they hype it to get power, and that's what scares me, concerns me, motivates me to get ready, is that they're covering this up so much.
You've nailed it, and it's the liberal cities along the West Coast that are the most vulnerable to this for reasons, you know, a filthy lack of public health, feces in the streets, mass homelessness, needle sharing. But when you combine that with the now science denialism of the left-wing media, that tends to provide the propaganda to the residents of left-wing cities like San Francisco or Los Angeles, you are really creating a perfect storm situation for a worst-case outbreak in those areas. Now, you ask me, what's the best case? Well, the best case is that they get this contained. They isolate everybody. They put everybody under orders. Go home, stay home for weeks. Nobody spreads it. And then this whole thing is done in 2 to 3 weeks. Now, if you think that's going to happen, then you believe in magic, because there's no way that's going to happen. It's not going to be the best case scenario. How bad will it get? We won't know for sure until we continue to monitor this over the next several weeks. Remember, it takes about a week for the number of infected people to double. So every week is a doubling of this, 7 days, and then 7 days, and then 7 days. Which is interesting, by the way, from Bible scholars, because, you know, you talk about seven seals and the seven signs. You know, I'm not an expert in that area, but they keep telling me this repeated number 777 has a lot to do with sort of end time scripture. I'm sure you have other guests who could speak to that more in a more informed way than I could.
Well, we know this. The globalists have said they're going to bring in world government using bioweapons, and that each bioweapon will get worse. And the earlier ones are just tests to get us ready. And so we're going to be watching all this very, very carefully. But the preparation of the UN and the deep state for all this has been very, very creepy. And we'll just have to track the whole thing as it unfolds. Mike, in closing, because it is growing exponentially, we know that, depending on their low numbers or the high numbers that are out there, how long would it take at current rates, just ballpark, do you think, for it to really be something they're having to cover up in the U.S.? 3 weeks, 4 weeks from now, or how long?
Probably they could cover it up for the next 2 months, I would imagine. You know, the Hong Kong researchers estimated that this would peak in China by early May. And at that time, there would be 150,000 cases per day, which you couldn't even diagnose. There's not even the lab bandwidth to do that.
And that's why they're racing building all these hospitals.
That's right. That's right. 100,000 new beds. Expansion was just announced by the mayor of the Wuhan city there. 100,000 hospital beds for an infection that China says is only affecting, 4,000-something people. But if this were to peak in the United States under those models, the peak in the USA would probably be June, July, August, sometime around there. And the left-wing media and the CDC could cover this up for a couple of months, I believe. And they could say it's something else, or they could blame climate change. People are getting sick because of climate change. It's Trump's fault. Whatever. It's insane. They don't follow any rules of science anymore.
Science. They've now announced officially that Trump may be a Russian spy or a Chinese spy. They said, who knows? He just, when he talks to foreign leaders, it's wrong. And the president talking to people is espionage. I'm going to play the clip when we start the next hour, and then Dr. Steve Pachinik joins us. Mike Adams at naturalnews.com. Thank you. You're doing an amazing job.
Thank you, Alex.
Chinese government keeping coronavirus infection numbers artificially low by limiting supply of medical testing kits. That's the new article at naturalnews.com. We also have it posted at InfoWars.com. And please remember, listeners, they're hacking us around the clock. They're hammering us. They're trying to shut us down around the clock right now. You see the demonization stories in the New York Times. Articles last night saying, should I be arrested for questioning Sandy Hook? So now they've moved on to, well, maybe you'll just be arrested. And bizarre, weird filings in courts against me that are fraudulent going on, just like Mike Adams in bankruptcy courts and stuff. Just random stuff is really crazy. And people putting out on the internet where I live and saying, go get me. The deep state, as I've been saying the last few weeks, is moving quick and fast and being very aggressive, not just with me, but with a lot of other folks. So I said, something big's about to happen, something big. And I think it's probably the virus and what it's going to do to the economy. And I kind of get why Trump's not hyping it up. But at the same time, if they don't contain it, which I don't think they can do, then once people learn it's been covered up, they're going to get pissed. I think the president and others can't wait on this and just say, well, we've had big outbreaks before, and there's going to be preparations and things that need to happen, and this could end up happening here, or here's the good end, here's the bad end. But I just think this putting it off, this waiting, with something that looks like it's going to be this big is dangerous. What do you think? I know they're just going to have open phones today on the War Room with Savannah Hernandez and Tom Papert. He was in D.C. jail for having a piece of tape over his mouth, and Owen's very sick right now in bed, so Owen Schroyer won't be hosting that. And I'm tempted to just co-host with him as well, or obviously come in here tonight with more of the Senate trial and cover that, because I haven't even gotten to all the other news yet. When we come back ahead of Pachinik, I'm going to play this clip. It's been posted on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. I haven't even thought of the headline. Chuckie Schumer announces new hoax. Chuckie Schumer says Trump may be a Chinese agent. Well, yeah, he might be a moon bat from Pluto. He might be a Lucky Charms elf. Or, I guess that's not an elf. That's a Lucky Charms guy's a leprechaun. He might be a Lucky Charms leprechaun. It just never ends. And I think about how we've all been vindicated on the Russiagate thing. When do these people get in trouble for being a pack of lying criminals?
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.